Would you stand with me this morning? Turn to Psalms chapter 36. Verse 5. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we magnify your holy and precious name. Lord, we thank you for your mercies. Lord, that are higher than this world has ever known, that are greater than this world has ever known. That, Lord, we can know them in our hearts because you extend your love and your mercies and your grace to us. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, O Heavenly Father, because it's higher, it's greater, and more powerful than anything we've ever known. But we can know and experience your faithfulness as we know you. Lord, help us today. Let our hearts and our minds be open. Let our hearts and our minds be receptive and responsive to the leadership of your Holy Spirit, to the drawing power of your Holy Spirit. Draw us closer. Draw us nearer. Draw us to Jesus today. Help your servant, God. Help each and every person under the sound of our voice. And we give you the praise, and all God's people said, amen. I want to share with you a message simply entitled, Great is Your Faithfulness. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. In other words, there's no limit to God's mercy, and there's no understanding in comprehending the depths of God's faithfulness. His faithfulness is greater and higher than anything we can imagine. His faithfulness is, Tim was just singing about, the mercy and the grace of God, is deeper and greater and more powerful than the worst sin we can commit. Can you say amen? It's greater than the greatest failures we can make and the mistakes we can make. There are times when we are not faithful, but God always and always has been, always will be, and always is faithful. That word faithfulness means firmness, security, stability, truth, steadfastness. His faithfulness reaches to the clouds. The prophet Jeremiah, many, many years ago, in the midst of heartache, in the midst of the destruction of Jerusalem, is led and compelled by the anointing of the Holy Spirit to write one of the most powerful passages about God's faithfulness, the most powerful scriptures about God's faithfulness. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. His faithfulness reaches to the heavens. His faithfulness reaches to the clouds. His mercy extends to the heavens. It's by those mercies we are not consumed. Because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. As we look at these scriptures, and as in especially in what Jeremiah is writing, we must understand in the time in which it is written, when Jeremiah was writing. The name of the book is called Lamentations. The word Lamentations means to mourn aloud, to wail, to express sorrow, to express mourning, or to regret strongly. Jeremiah is witnessing the destruction of Jerusalem. He has seen his people taken away captive and defeated to Babylon. He's seen the gates and the walls of the city destroyed. He's seen the temple of God decimated. He's seen the king's palace destroyed and the whole city brought to destruction in general. He's seen all this, but he also tells us a little before this what brought all this about. In Lamentations chapter 1, it says, Jerusalem has sinned gravely since she did not consider her destiny Therefore, the collapse are awesome. In other words, it was the sin of God's people. It was the sin of His people that turned their back on the Lord and the true worship of Him. And even after having been warned time and time again, this was the result, that Jerusalem was now in ruins. The people had been carried away captive. But here, right in the middle of all this lamenting, right in the middle of all this mourning, right in the middle of all this regret, Jeremiah cries out something. He said, it's through His mercies we are not completely consumed. They are new every morning. In other words, he says, there's a brand new day coming. This ain't all there is. Why? Because great is the faithfulness of the Lord. His mercies reaches to the heavens. His faithfulness extends to the clouds. Can you say amen? Even the midst of Israel's failure, even in the midst of Israel's unfaithfulness and destruction, God is still faithful in a powerful way. What has that all this to do with us today? No matter what you're going through, no matter how bad the circumstance and the situation may be, no matter if everything in the natural seems hopeless, no matter if you stumble and made some tremendous mistakes along the way, God's faithfulness is still as great as it's always been. Can you say amen? It's still there. It's still greater and more powerful than anything and everything the world may throw our way. His mercies are still available. His compassions and His love has not and will not fail. There's a brand new day coming, and because of His faithfulness, we can make it through if we put our faith and trust in Him and Him alone. And if you've made failures and mistakes, as Tim so well put it, there's a difference between worldly sorrow and godly sorrow. If we'll truly repent after a godly sorrow, God, I'm sorry for how I hurt Your heart. I'm sorry for failing You. I'm sorry for drawing away from You. I'm sorry for doing those things that are not pleasing in Your sight. God, in His faithfulness, will heal, forgive, and deliver and set you free. There's a brand new day coming because of His great faithfulness. Again, we can make it through if we put our faith and trust in Him and Him alone. Whether we do, whether we don't, it doesn't change God a bit, because God is still faithful. In 2 Timothy, it tells us, if we are faithless, He remains faithful. He cannot deny Himself. If we are faithless, that means unbelieving. If we walk in disobedience, if we betray His trust, if we draw away, if we are faithless, He is still faithful. Just can you say amen? Amen. I want us to see just a few areas of God's great faithfulness to you and I today. Great is Your faithfulness, O God. He is faithful in His precepts. He is faithful in His word. Jesus told John in Revelation chapter 21, He said, write, for these words are true and faithful. These words were true and faithful in the beginning. They were true and faithful in that day. They are true and faithful all the way through eternity. Can you say amen? Amen. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, heaven and earth will pass away, but My words will by no means pass away. Why? Because He is faithful to His word. Can you say amen? God is faithful to His word. And because God is faithful to His word, you and I can stand upon His word. You and I can apply His word to our lives. You and I can rest assured that God will accomplish His word if we apply it, if we believe it, if we live by it, if we stand upon it. His word shall not return back void, but it shall accomplish that which He has sent it for. God is faithful to His word. Can you say amen? His word is spirit and it is life. There's a lot of things going on in this world. People are trying to stand on this and trying to stand on that. But there's one thing we can stand on for sure, and that is the word of God. Can you say amen? He's faithful to His word. He's faithful to His promises. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises, say all the promises of God in Him are yes and in Him amen, to the glory of God through us. God is faithful to keep His promises. Promises that He's made through His word, but also the promises that He's made to us personally. How many of you has God given you a promise? Come on, how many of you has God given you a promise? Let's go from here. How many of you has God given you a promise that hadn't come about yet? How many of you God given you a promise that hadn't come about yet? But you, what you and I must understand is that with most, and not, if not all, the promises in His Word, but especially the ones He makes toward us, those can only be received and experienced upon our faith and obedience to Him. With every promise in the Word of God, there is a condition that you and I must meet. We must be faithful and obedient to Him. God will always do His part. But if we want to experience the fullness of His promises, we must be faithful and obedient to Him. If we are faithless, He abides faithful. He is faithful to keep His promises. He is faithful in His protection. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No temptation, test, or trial has overtaken you except such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Now, a lot of people try to claim this, even unbelievers and backsliders try to claim this. You can't claim that scripture if you're an unbeliever, if you're a backslider. This is for those who are faithful to God. This is for those who are walking in right relationship with God. For the child of God in right relationship, the trials we go through are limited to the amount that we can endure. That is the power and the promise of God's protection to you and I. If we're walking in right relationship with God, if we're walking in obedience to the Lord, God is faithful, who will not allow us to be tempted or tested beyond what we are able. Now, we don't know our limitations, but our Heavenly Father knows our limitations better than we do. Sometimes He likes to stretch us. I've seen some men of God, I've seen some women of God, I've seen some people of God go through some tremendous tests and some tremendous trials and some endure some tremendous struggles in their life like I had never seen. One of my good friends passed away a few years ago, Charles Littlefield. I seen his family go through one thing after another and after another and after another. I said, oh my God. But every time I would go and sit down and try to encourage Brother Charles or call him on the phone, he said, Brother Doss, don't worry. God is faithful. God is faithful. As he was on his deathbed, Brother Doss, don't worry. God is faithful. Can you say amen? He is faithful not to put on us more than we can bear. And because He is faithful, no matter what we face, no matter what we go through, He will bring you through. Can you say amen? He will give you the strength. He will get you the ability. He will limit the enemy. He will limit the circumstances and situations. You will be able to make it if you're holding on and trusting in Him. He's faithful in His protection. The Bible says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. If we keep our hope and our faith in Him, He is faithful in His protection. He is faithful in our prayer life. Jeremiah 33:3, I love that scripture. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Not only will He listen, He will respond and move in mighty ways on behalf of your request. Nothing moves the heart of God as much as a righteous heart crying out in request, in prayer, calling upon the Lord. Call to me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things that you do not know. If we're faithful to cry out, He will be faithful to hear and to respond. He is faithful in the perseverance for His people to all generations. He is faithful in His perseverance to people of all generations. Your faithfulness, O Lord, endures to all generations. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9 says, therefore know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations. Now here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. Therefore know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments. There's the promise, but there's the condition. With those who love Him and keep His commandments. I love to hear about families who have served the Lord. And the older I get, man, it just, them birthdays start to click off a lot quicker than they used to. I used to be excited for my birthday to come around. Now I just say, hold back a little bit, Lord. Amen. How many of you know what I'm talking about? But I've been able to see a few generations. I've been able to see Donna's great grandmother that prayed for her dad, faithfully served the Lord. I've seen the faithfulness of my grandparents that have faithfully served the Lord. I've seen the faithfulness of my parents that have faithfully served the Lord. I see the faithfulness of how God moves and touches our life. And I see God's hand being faithful in the lives of my children and even my grandchildren. And I begin to look at that verse. He's faithful for 1,000 generations. I'm just looking at 5 or 6, and I'm seeing God's faithfulness. He's faithful. Family, it pays to serve the Lord. It pays to take your children to church. It pays to read the Bible. It pays to, somebody says, well, I have a drug problem, been drugged to church all my life. You better thank God for a mom and daddy like that. Because what they're doing, they're helping establish and release the faithfulness of God in your life. Can you say amen? How long has God been faithful? He's always been faithful. Is he still faithful? Yes. Will he continue to be faithful? Absolutely. What does it say to us? If he's been faithful in the past and in the present, he will be faithful in the future. Therefore, you and I can trust him not only for our past and our present, but we can trust him for our tomorrows as well. You can trust God for what you're dealing with, not only today, but for your tomorrows. Why? Because he's faithful. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. He is faithful in his presence. He said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. In fact, the scripture says, if your father and mother forsake you, then the Lord will take you up. He's that friend that sticks closer than a brother. He spoke to Joshua when Joshua faced a tremendous task. He says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. No matter where you go, Joshua, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to hang in there with you, even in times of difficulty. He told his prophet Isaiah, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flames scorch you. Why? Because God is going to be with you. Why? He's not just a God of the good times, but he's a God of the rough times as well. Can you say amen? He is a faithful God, not only when you're on the mountain, but when you're walking through the valleys. Not only when you're in the valleys, but when you're walking through the pits of, it seems like the pits of hell and the troubles and the struggles that life comes, not only to those who are not serving the Lord, but even when you are serving the Lord, you're going to go through hard times, but you're not going through them alone. Can you say amen? Why? Because God is faithful. Can you say amen? And he's going to bring you through no matter what you're going through. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. He is faithful in his provision. Philippians 4:19, is this all right today? Amen. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So many times we look at that scripture and we think, well, just that's our physical needs, that's our financial needs, that's our possessions. And it can will do that if we are faithful. God says, you know, I'll take care of your physical needs. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. But you and I've got to be faithful. The scripture says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour you out such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for your field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations will call you blessed, for you will be delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. Why? God says when we are obedient, he will be faithful to take care of every one of our needs. But my God can provide all your need. What money can buy and what money cannot buy. The greatest provision that he's provided for is our salvation through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My God shall provide for all your need. The greatest need I have was to be saved, because I was lost. I was lost. Raised in a Christian home, realized when I was a boy, I was lost. My mama led me to the one that she had been serving for so long, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because God provided a way through that cross that Tim sang about, through the nails, that my sin could be forgiven and washed away if I just received him and accept him. He shall provide all my need according to his riches and glory. Can you say amen? And this morning, if you need to be saved, he wants to save you. That's your greatest need. Because apart from him, you're lost. He is not the way. He is the only way that we can be saved. But he's provided for other needs. He's provided for our healing. By his stripes, we're healed. He's provided for our deliverance. He's provided the power of the Holy Spirit. He's provided his peace that passes all understanding. Strength beyond measure. Comfort in times of sorrow. Wisdom in times of decision. Guidance in times when we need direction. Promises and blessings of his word. Help for today and sure hope for tomorrow. Forgiveness, cleansing, and mercy and grace. He has provided all that we need. Why? Because he's faithful. If he did it then, he did. You know, so many times we're amazed. Y'all still with me this morning? So many times we're amazed at how God provided for the children of Egypt. I mean, not for the children of Egypt, for the children of Israel that came out of Egypt. I'll get it right. 40 years, fed them in the wilderness. Some mathematicians figured out how much food it would take to feed that group of people every day, and it was boxcars full. Boxcars full. But yet every day God had it. They were new every morning. All they had to do was just go and obtain it. The same God they dealt with then is the same God you and I deal with today. If he was faithful then, he's still faithful today. If he can provide manna in the wilderness out of nothing for years, he can take care of anything you and I have to deal with. Can you say amen? Why? Because he's still faithful. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can you say amen? And he desires to provide all our need. There's an old song of the church. It says, great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is his faithfulness. Not just the big things, but the little things as well. See, the scripture says, casting all our care upon him, for he cares for you. That scripture we opened up with, your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Psalms 40, verse 10, the psalmist cried out, I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. My question is, what do you have need of today? What do you have need of today? Allow God to reveal his great faithfulness in whatever area you may have need of today. But there's one more P we want to talk about, the faithfulness of God. God's great in his faithfulness to pardon our sins and our transgressions. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Why? Sometimes we've known better, and yet we've still made mistakes, and we've still made failures, and we still sin, even though we knew better. Why would he do that? Why? Because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. God says, I've got a brand new day for you. But here's the condition. I've got to confess it and lay it down. But if I confess it, that's all I can do. It's just fall on the mercies and the faithfulness of God. Fall on the mercies and the faithfulness of his word. Say, oh God, kind of like what Tim talked about this morning. Quit having the worldly sorrow. Quit being scared you're going to get caught. Just have that godly sorrow. Oh God, Lord, I can't get beyond this unless I just give it all to you. God, and I fall upon your mercy. I fall upon your grace. Lord, and I fall upon the faithfulness of your promise and your word. That if I confess my sin, you're faithful and just to forgive my sin and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. They sing a song. And it's so powerful. They sing a lot of them that's powerful. There's nothing too dirty that he can't make holy. There's nothing too dirty that he can't make clean. Why? Because of his great faithfulness. What do you need this morning? What do you need this morning? I love the old song, pardon for sin and a strength that endures. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. Father,